Well, I think, I mean, we have put together a couple wimps. I mean, but that's the definition of a couple. I think we'd like to get into few and then many and things like that. You know, I think in a similar way, there's some, or in a different way, there's some similarities between us and Green Bay when it comes to that. Green Bay has four losses this year, all of them by 3 points. So they're a really good team that is on the, I mean, they're right on the fringe of being maybe the best team in the league. You know, if they can find their way over those. You know, we're at a different stage in our development as a team, but we're just as close. And you know, we've had some situations that have come up. We haven't been able to keep our quarterback on the field. I mean, this will be my fourth game against the Packers, and we'll have a fourth different starting quarterback for all of them. So, you know, so I think that, you know, that some of those things have, I don't want to say set us back, but it slowed our progress down a little bit. But we're confident that that we'll be able to end up on the right side of a lot of those close games.
You know, there are teams with better records than yours that have come kind of glued in the locker room, but that hasn't been the case with your bunch.
Well, we have strong players that are resilient. You have to be to be in the NFL. You know, it's easy to be an NFL player during the off season. Other than physically, it's easy during training camp. It's easy during, you know, the OTAs, and it's easy when you're winning. It's difficult when you're losing games, and you need to find yourself a little bit. And you know, there's old cliches of football doesn't build character, it reveals it. Well, we have some outstanding character players, you know, offense and defense. And I think everybody here knows where we're going as a program, and they know what we were getting into, you know, coaches and players alike. And you can't have, you can't be weak of constitution. You can't be weak of will to go through this. It's a long journey. And we can't afford to turn back at the first sign of a storm. So, you know, not only are you trying to build it with talented players, but you're trying to build it with players that are resilient. There's going to be ups and downs in an NFL season. There's going to be ups and downs in building up a franchise. And, you know, we needed to take that in mind, and I think we have. And, you know, our players go out every week and work hard and play their very best.
Is it just a matter of learning how to win those close games, just maybe getting that one where you pull it out at the end, and perhaps that could just give the players that kind of confidence, hey, been there, done that, we know we're capable?
You know, I don't know if that's actually the case. It comes down to making plays, and we made some plays in this last game. We didn't make enough. You know, you go back to you know, the last game, and you know, we came out at halftime, we had the lead, we talked about, you know, getting a good defensive stop and getting the ball back. The offense had just gone down with a two-play, you know, drive on a scoring drive at the end of the first half. Defense goes right out and gets a sack and a strip, and we have the ball in the red zone. Unfortunately, we weren't able to punch it in and get a touchdown there. We had different situations. We gave up a long punt return. Defense went out and got a stop, you know, responded really, really well. Not only got a stop, but threw Chicago for 5 yards loss on their series, held them to a field goal right there. That was big. We gave up a touchdown that relinquished the lead. Our kickoff return team got a 60-yard kickoff return to set our offense up. It's not learning how to make those plays, because we have. I mean, we played Washington. We're up six with, you know, a couple minutes to play. Give up a touchdown and lose the game. Instead, Kyle VandenBosch gets a sack, Sue picks it up, scores a touchdown, and we ice the game. You know, we have made the plays. We haven't made those enough. And, you know, I think that's really the biggest thing. It's not like they haven't, you know, it's hard to build confidence when you're getting blown out of games and you never have a chance from the very beginning. Every situation you're in when you're in a close game, it comes down to making those plays at the end. We haven't made enough of them this year.
Is it easy, or is it hard to keep that big picture in mind sometimes? And I guess part two, do you have some assurances that you'll be back around? You said you have a lot of talent there. I'm sure you'd like to stick around and see it come to fruition there.
Wait, you can repeat the first part of that question again?
I guess is it hard to keep that big picture in mind when it's such a day-to-day, week-to-week kind of mode?
Yeah, You know, honestly, the big picture really doesn't come into play when you're in a week of preparation. The only thing that matters is trying to find a way to win that that Sunday. And every game, there's a different set of parameters. You know, I mean, look at some of the things Green Bay's gone through. You know, they were strong at the tight end position. They lost some tight ends. They had to adjust. They're strong at the linebacker position. They lost some linebackers. They had to adjust. They've been pretty good at keeping their quarterback and their wide receivers and, you know, their corners and people like that on the field. They found some consistency that way. But no, it's not hard to keep big picture in mind. I mean, we know exactly what we're getting into here. And we knew that it would take a lot of determination. We knew it was not going to be easy. If it was easy, we wouldn't be here for this job. And we need to build it the right way. We need to not get impatient. We need to understand the circumstances that have led to where we are, and not lose confidence in what we're doing just because we haven't found the success in the record book that we need to have. And that's been the most disappointing part. But there have been some positives, and after the end of the season, we'll evaluate all those.
Can I get Stafford back before the end of the year?
Well, he's making good progress in his rehab. And, you know, if he had no chance of coming back, we would have put him on injured reserve a long time ago. So, he's the guy that we drafted number one overall. He's the guy that we built our offense around. He's going to be the marquee player on our team. He's had some setbacks in his career the first couple years he's played, none of which are going to affect him long term. And he's going to do great things for this franchise. And like I said, if we didn't expect him back at some time or have a chance to come back at some time, we would have put him on injured reserve. But we're not going to make that decision beforehand of when he's coming back. We want to make sure that, number one, his body is right, and when he can do that, and then when he can make the throws in the offense, and he can take a hit, and he can do all those things, then he'll be back. He's making really good progress in his rehab. He's kept a really good positive mental attitude. You know, there's another guy that's the right guy to have when you're struggling and things like that, because he has a lot of confidence, and we know how this is a quarterback-driven league, and even though Sean Hill and even Drew Stanton have done a good job of filling in for Matt, there's nothing like having your franchise quarterback, and people in Green Bay know what that's like when you've had Favre for so long and then pass it off to Aaron Rodgers. The consistency that those two guys have given the Packers franchise has led to where they've gone over the last 15 years or whatever it's been.
Can you talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers and what you see in him and just how he has developed into a premier quarterback?
Well, I think you're right when you said developed, because he obviously didn't play right away, but he had talent, and he when his chance came, he made the most of it. He's got an extremely strong arm. He's really smart. He's got a quick release. He's an accurate passer. All those different things. And then the one dimension that he brings that a lot of other quarterbacks don't is his mobility. He can make plays with his feet, and that affects coverage that he sees. People defend him a little different. You better, because he can make a play with his feet. I mean, he's the second leading rusher on the team. I think he's got 18 rushing first downs. He's might be the second leading rusher in the National Football League for quarterbacks. And that's generally, not something you think of when you think of Aaron Rodgers, but, it helps his passing game, because by being able to make a play with his feet, he can affect what coverages opponents play, how much they blitz, all those different things. He's been outstanding for him. He's been very consistent for him. And, obviously that's a big part of them being 8-4 right now.
Javon Best had a pretty big run last week. Is he back healthy finally?
Well, I mean, healthy is a relative term for any player in the National Football League when you're into the 13th game of the season. But he's in a better position now than he's been since the third week of the season. You know, he struggled with some turf toe, which is a very difficult thing for a running back, particularly a speed running back. You know, Java relies on speed. He relies on moves. He's not a, you know, 240-pound, you know, power back. He's an elusive speed guy. And that affected his ability to do both. It affected his speed. It affected his ability to cut. But he was better last week than he was in, you know, the previous 10 weeks or whatever it was, 8 weeks, 9 weeks before that. Hopefully we can get him, you know, turn the corner. He's still not 100%, but he made a couple plays that sparked us last week. Had 10 touches, including a couple big plays, and including a play that at the end of the first half we're backed up, not a whole lot of time. You don't want to get too aggressive and either turn the ball over or go three and out real quick and give the ball back to the opponent at the end of the first half. But Java gives you the ability to call a conservative call but still make a big play. And that's what happened. It was just an inside running play. He bounced to the outside, went about 40 yards. Next thing you know, we're in business. We throw a pass to Calvin Johnson. We score on two plays at the end of the first half. So he's got that kind of ability for us and you know, can catch the football, run out of the backfield. A very, very important part of what we want to do offensively.
You guys have scored, I think, 29 a game at home. I guess, can you talk about your success offensively at Ford Field?
Well, you know, we've scored on the road pretty well, except for the Buffalo game. You know, we didn't do a good job of scoring there. We got stalled out on the edge of field goal range quite a bit. And we have been able to score offensively. And, you know, like I said, there's nothing like having your franchise quarterback and the guy that you want to build around. But we scored with Drew Stanton. We scored with Sean Hill. Those guys have done an outstanding job of stepping in and moving the offense. You know, Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, I mean, those guys running neck and neck for points allowed, lead in the NFL. And, you know, first time we played Green Bay up in Green Bay, I think we put the most points on them all season. Didn't win the game, but we were able to move and score some points in the game. Gave ourselves a chance last week against the Bears by scoring points, a team that was only giving up about 14 points a game. Didn't score enough. Again, you know, you don't want to take any consolation in that because we didn't score enough to win. The object is to score one more point than the opponent. But, you know, offense has some playmakers. You know, anytime you're talking about Calvin Johnson, you mentioned Javid Best, the tight ends, Pettigrew and Scheffler. First time we played Green Bay, we didn't have Nate Burleson. And Nate is an outstanding receiver that can make a play. He can move the chains and he can break tackles and score touchdowns. And I think the quarterbacks this season have all done a good job of getting the balls in playmakers' hands and giving those guys a chance to make a play. When they have, they've been able to score.
You guys lost by two up here, a close game in a place where it's very tough to win. I mean, does that give your team just a lot of confidence knowing that, you know, this is a team you guys obviously can compete with?
Well, that's been our story all year. I mean, it's not just been that one game. I mean, you know, I think that you know, obviously there were some things in that game. You look back and you say, geez, if we didn't do that, you know, we gave up a pick six for a touchdown on an interception, gave up a long touchdown pass early in the game and sort of got behind. And then defensively, you know, or offensively, we stalled on the edge of field goal range a couple times and one time turned the ball over in the red zone, didn't get scores, punted the ball back, and Green Bay never gave it back. So there were things that we point to that, you know, if we make one play here or there that's a little bit different, you know, we have a chance to not just say, hey, we were close, but a chance to say, hey, we won on the road in Lambeau. Every game is a little bit different. You take a little bit from each one. You try to learn from what happened. Try to do it a little bit better the second time. But, you know, that's been a little bit of our, well, it's been a lot of our story this year has been those games. And like I said, we just got to find a way to make another play, particularly late in the game. We got to make one more play in the game. When we do, it'll make a big difference for us.
Adam Bosch going to practice this week, Jim?
Yeah, well, we'll see where he is. He didn't finish the game against New England. And, you know, if you know Kyle Vannebosch, you know that, you know, when he doesn't finish the game, that's not a good sign because he can persevere through a lot of different things. He's another guy that's very, very important to what we're doing here. Has played outstanding football this year. You know, his stats really don't show it, but offensive coordinators know it. And, you know, he sees more chips and double teams and tight ends and things like that than most other players in the NFL. But has played played some really good games, maybe some of the best games that he's played in his career this year. So, you know, like I said, as soon as we can get him back, he's important to us. We will, you know, a little bit like Matt Stafford, we're not going to rush anybody back, you know, before they're ready. You know, so we'll just balance those two out.
The Packers have had, as you know, great success with a lot of different receivers. They go with five spread formation. A lot of times they've done well. They love the indoor surfaces. Just comment on some of your challenges defending that passing game.
Well, it all starts with the quarterback and a guy that can get the ball to all those players. You know, that's the key. I mean, you can have a lot of talent around a quarterback. If he can't get them the ball, then it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. Rodgers has confidence in all his receivers. He'll throw to all of them. He'll take what the defense gives him. He doesn't force the ball in. He can make all the throws, and that gives those guys some leeway. He can make really tight throws. He threw a touchdown pass to the tight end in the first game that there was no window at all to throw. And, you know, he almost went and handed him the football. That's how tight the throw was. So it all starts with the quarterback, but they do have a lot of guys. You know, I mean, everybody pays attention to Jennings and Driver. I mean, that Driver touchdown catch last week was, you know, amazing. You know, Jennings has 11 touchdown receptions. That's going to get your eye real quick. But if you spend too much attention on those guys, you know, the Jordy Nelsons and the Joneses and the Swains and all those other guys can make plays. And you know, I think that the one thing is that to be injury-proof in the NFL is always the goal. And you can do that a lot of different ways. Like I said, they had some experience with tight ends being hurt, some running backs being hurt. They had some depth at wide receiver. They've gone to those guys a little bit more. And, you know, that was, you know, that's an important thing to be able to make it through a season, to be able to adjust and have different strengths of your team you can lean on when you have injuries at some positions.